Tallahassee spokeswoman Allison Fair says Cascades Park is now the first public place to offer free Wi-Fi access.
So since Cascades Park opened in 2014, it's been the place to connect with art, culture, history, music, and now you can connect digitally. So the City of Tallahassee offers free Wi-Fi service, so now you can log on, save your data, and connect. You can post pictures, you can host meetings virtually, and you can even play the popular Pokemon Go game.
In fact, Ferris says the city is hosting their first Pokemon in the Park event at Cascades Park Friday.
From 5:30 to 7:30 on Friday night, citizens are invited to come out and play the Pokemon Go game, and we'll have city staff on hand to man a charging station. We'll have refreshments. There'll be music. It's going to be a very festive atmosphere, and we're going to make sure that everybody gets logged on to the free Wi-Fi. It's going to be a ton of fun. And we invite everybody to come out and play.
Ferris says there will also be a Pokemon Prize Patrol roaming through Cascades, giving out prizes to people using the Wi-Fi and posting on Twitter and Instagram using the hashtag TalGovWi-Fi. Cascades Park is only the start of the smart parks. Ferris says there will be more.
The city's looking to expand services to public places, FAMU Way, Gaines Street, Lake Ella. And that work is starting now, and it'll continue for the next couple of years. And what this is, really, TalGov Wi-Fi, it showcases the City Commission's commitment to providing innovative technology to all citizens.
Friday's event will take place at Cascades Park from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Cordner.